We're back on Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, the game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. We're also on 92.1 The X in Mattoon, Illinois. Chase McCabe here with you, and it's all presented by the Nashville Super Speedway, Apple Collision Centers, and the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. And speaking of the fairgrounds, somebody that's going to be racing there in the late models this weekend, Willie B. William Byron is on the line with us. William, how you doing?
Good. Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we'll get into your cup season, because obviously that's been going well, but you love the late model short track life too, and I know you're excited to be running the historic Nashville Fairgrounds. They have the North-South Super Late Model Challenge this weekend. That's what you're going to be in, but how excited are you to run the fairgrounds?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I got a chance to run there yesterday and kind of, you know, get experience with the track again. It's been probably 6 years since I've been there, so it's been a while, but love the racetrack. It's so much fun. It's got a lot of character, and it just is a challenge as a driver to go there. So looking forward to the race, and I feel like our car is going to be competitive, and just excited to hopefully have a shot at another win with the super late model. It's definitely been a good year on that side of things.
Yeah, you mentioned the learning the track and the difficulty of it. I mean, the surface is old, which I know drivers love. Like, it's worn out, but it'll eat up tires. But that place has got some dips and some bumps. So how do you navigate all of that?
Well, definitely it's got a lot of character. You know, I think off turn two, it's got a big bump, and the straightaways are really flat. So, you know, the banking's a lot in the corners, but the straightaways are kind of flat and narrow. So makes for a tough racetrack for that reason. So, you know, I think it's a really cool place, and got a lot of history to it, and hopefully can get a little bit of piece of history myself this weekend.
Talking to William Byron, who will be at the Nashville Fairgrounds this weekend for the North-South Super Late Model Challenge. This place obviously has been in the news a lot as SMI is trying to work a deal with the city to run it, to fix it up, to bring big time NASCAR racing back to it. Obviously, you guys raced at the Nashville Super Speedway last year. You'll be back here in June for the Ally 400. So this city has embraced your sport. There's a huge spot for it. The banquet's here. But as somebody that's a short track racer and loves running at places like this, how exciting is it to know that there could be even more of a future at the Nashville Fairgrounds?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I would hope that we get a chance to race there in some form or fashion. I feel like it's got a great history, like I said, and I feel like, you know, any time we can go to more short tracks is a good thing. I think we put on great races and, you know, good competition. So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting more of those, and you know, we'll see what they do with the track, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So this new car in the Cup Series, to shift to that, the next gen car, how are you feeling about it now? Does it, you've got two wins under your belt in this thing, so you have to feel pretty good about it, but do you feel like that you guys have learned it and now it's just improving on what you already know?
Yeah, honestly, I think we're continuing to learn the race car as we go, and it's different at every track, so it's hard to kind of get a clear idea of what the car needs yet, but it's different everywhere we go. So certainly is a place that, you know, certainly is a car that takes a lot of work and adaptation period. So we're learning a bunch on the car, especially over the last, you know, month or so. So just have to continue to learn and grow. This month of May is going to be really eye-opening to kind of see how the car develops on these mile-and-a-half tracks and kind of what we do with it going forward. So looking forward to learning a lot this weekend at Darlington, and hopefully applying that stuff as we get further down the road into the playoffs, because Darlington is a playoff track, so it's definitely an important place.
You have the two wins, as I mentioned, at Atlanta and Martinsville. And one, I hope you found a good spot for that grandfather clock, because that's the coolest trophy in NASCAR. But how does that allow you? You mentioned learning the new car. How does that allow you and your team to maybe take more risks, because you know that You have those two wins. You're in the playoffs. You obviously want to get the stage points and have better seating. But does it give you a little more room to maybe take a bigger swing at things because you've already got the wins?
It does. I mean, I think that we can, you know, we always want to try to go win, but, you know, we don't have to be so critical of ourselves of how the race goes. And we just have to gather those notes in that notebook and gather information. So I think that, you know, it's really important that we gather as much info as we can on these weekends. And the only way you do that is by making laps and learning and progressing. So, yeah, definitely really important to build a good foundation for the rest of this year because this car is so fresh.
William Byron is with us of Hendrick Motorsports. So did you guys give Chase a hard time because he was the last one of the Hendrick drivers to get a win last week at Dover?
No, I mean, those guys, they're very, you know, internally motivated, and I feel like they've been doing a good job this year. They've had a lot of really good runs. He's been really consistent, you know, just hadn't had the win yet. So definitely cool to see him get a win, and, you know, I know his momentum and confidence will be high this weekend, so it'll be tough to beat as well. So it's a good thing for everyone at Hendrick Motorsports because we've got all four of us in the playoffs, and, you know, it's pretty cool.
So this weekend at Darlington, the Goodyear 400 is throwback weekend, which is one of my favorites in NASCAR. And you're running a paint scheme that I always loved of the Exalta 24 Jeff Gordon throwback. How excited, and I think you've run the rainbow car before, but how excited are you to put the flames on the car and run your boss's old car?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be special because it's such an iconic paint scheme, and you know, it's just going to be a special weekend. So I'm looking forward to it. I know he'll be excited. I know he's going to be pumped to watch, see it on the grid and things like that. So looking forward to, you know, hopefully having a really good result with it.
Jeff Gordon, of course, who we're talking about, you know, won a lot of races and championships in that 24 car, but now that he is the vice chairman and he's more involved on a day-to-day basis. And I know, I remember him talking at Daytona that he loves working with all four of you and, you know, helping you guys develop. But for you specifically, how big of a deal has it been to have a four-time Cup Series champion in Jeff Gordon available to you as you continue to grow in your career?
It's been awesome. I mean, I think that, you know, it's really been a great thing for us to get to know each other more. And, you know, he's given me a lot of good advice over the years, especially as I get more experience and I'm able to apply a lot of the things that he's told me over the last couple of years. So it's been great. And honestly, to have a, you know, four-time NASCAR champion in your corner is pretty cool.
And as we wrap this up, William, you know, as you've been racing, you know, all over the country in the Cup Series, and you mentioned the late model program, and you know, something that I know was talked about a lot with Kyle last year was Mr. H, you know, allowing you guys to race more out of the Cup Series. You guys are racers at the end of the day. So how beneficial has that been that you're able to go do some other things outside of the Cup Series?
Yeah, I think honestly it's just been really helpful to just kind of keep a clear head and be able to be in a lot of different vehicles is good for your mindset and being able to adapt to different conditions. So it helps just to have that experience and be adaptable and be able to learn different things and different car characteristics and all that stuff. So I've been excited about how it's been going so far, and obviously I've gotten a few wins, so hopefully I can continue to get a few more wins this year.
Yeah, no doubt about that. William, it's good to talk to you again. Congratulations on the success so far. And, hey, have fun at the fairgrounds Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know it's going to be a big crowd, and good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
That is William Byron, of course, driver of the number 24 Exalta Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. But he will be in Nashville Saturday, the North-South Super Late Model Challenge. That's what he's going to be in. That brings the best super late model drivers from the North and South to compete at America's favorite short track, the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. Grandstands will open at 3 o'clock. Racing begins at 5. The North-South Super Late Model Challenge will be the second race of the day. You can see three divisions on Saturday: Pro Late Models, Super Late Models, and then the ARCA Menard Series East. It's going to be a great field of cars expected for that Super Late Model race. You're going to have about 30 in that, and some other big names that you all may know: Steven Nass, Bubba Pollard, Cole Williams, Sammy Smith, Chandler Smith, Dylan Fecho, Cody Coughlin, along with William Byron as well. Appreciate him for taking the time to join us. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chase Briscoe, the driver of the number 14 for Stewart Haas Racing. That's all next on Chasing Checkers, presented by the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, Apple Collision Centers, and the Nashville Super Speedway on ESPN 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, and 92.1 The Axe in Mattoon, Illinois.